Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to us.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hello.
Thank you for holding this line. This is Max Wilson from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you?
First, we have some money taken out of my account. I want to cancel it.
Alright. First, tell me, do you do online shopping with eBay?
No.
Okay, that means somebody are trying to misuse your information and they are trying to fraud search with you. So, what do you need to do? You need to first tell me, like, which kind of computer or mobile phone do you have? Do you have any online stops? So that I can...
Online stops, yes.
Like, is it your computer or is it your cell phone?
A cell phone.
Okay, just tell me, like, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
Yes, an iPhone.
iPhone. Just what you need to do, simply open up your App Store. Just simply open up your App Store.
Yeah.
Now, look at the right hand side bottom corner, you can see a magnifying glass logo.
Yeah, hang on a second. Yeah, right now, and then look at the magnifying glass.
Give a click on that and type over there ANY. A for Apple, N for November, Y for Yankee, D for Doctor, after that E for Edward, S for Sugar, K for Kingdom. It should be any desk. Now click on search. Search on it.
Yeah, okay, I'll click.
Now, what are the results you can see on your screen? Like, what is the first option? Now, what do you can see, sir? Tell me.
I've got Google than any search.
Once you can search for any desk into your App Store, what are the results that comes up on your screen? Just read out for me.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. It's got any desk, remote desk?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Just beside that, you can get to see a get option, right? Blue color symbol, get option. Just click on get and click on install. And after click on install, within a few seconds, you will get to see an open option comes up over there. Once you can see the open option, just click on open.
And what's that do for me?
Through that software, you will get to see the 9-digit cancellation code. Through that code, we will be generating one fraud message into your mobile screen. And I'm going to let you know how to avoid that so that you can directly cancel that fraud transaction. Like, as you know that this is a fraud transaction which has been made by some other people. For that reason, you get to see a security warning. So first, you need to click on open and open that application. And do you share your any information outside or anyone else?
Can I come up with an address, number?
Yeah, address, numbers. Tell me the number.
Yes.
That is your cancellation number.
Okay. So do you mean to tell you what numbers are?
Yeah. Tell me the number. Did you see that 900
okay.
number over there?
889.
Yeah, 889.
Yeah. 191.
Yeah.
Then 996.
996. Okay, you yeah. just within a few seconds you will get to see a warning message which is comes up from eBay, and I'm gonna let you know that how to avoid those security warning. Okay, so that you
yeah.
can directly connect to our server. Just go to your very bottom. There is two check
yeah.
boxes like I'm aware of this risk. Do you see that I'm aware to this risk? At the very bottom, like two check boxes, which is unchecked. Do you see I'm aware to this risk and do not show this warning again? Do you see that?
Hang on, I've got two little things down at the very bottom. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, just click on one check boxes and after that click on accept.
Okay.
Yeah, first click on one check boxes. And click on accept. And once you've done, after that, what comes up, let me know. Do you see any another kind of accept option comes up? Just click on accept.
Yep.
Twice. And
yep.
did you see start broadcast option comes up? The third option.
Yes.
Click on start broadcast. That means our technician start the work into your cancellation. Just click on start broadcast,
yep.
and once you click
yep.
on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere anything.
Okay.
It will really take some time.
Yep.
Alright. Now, you are successfully connected to the eBay Secure server. Okay. Don't touch anywhere.
Yep.
Now, after touch on start broadcast, what can you see?
It's got start broadcast.
Yeah, just click on start broadcast.
Yeah,
two or three times. So press it. Click on,
yeah, okay.
press on start broadcast two or three times. I can't get to it.
Yeah, now it's just thinking it's doing circle things.
Yeah.
Ghost application. It's got ghost
yeah.
application now. Yep.
Yeah.
So
what
I go through that?
No. Look at the very bottom, there is two check boxes. Did you see that? Okay, tell me what can you see?
No, I've got carry live.
Yeah. Just go to your...
Stream broadcasting, okay?
No. Start broadcast. Just click on start broadcast.
It's not giving me anything at the moment.
All right. I'm providing you one second. Okay. Just have a look on your screen. There is warning option comes up, I believe.
Yeah.
Just look at the very
yeah.
bottom. There is two check boxes. I'm aware to this risk. You just click on that boxes and give a click on accept.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it fast. And after touch on accept, what can you see? Tell me. Alright, just hold on. What can you see, sir? Read out for me.
Okay, I'll look down the bottom again.
Okay, click on that check boxes and after that click on accept.
Okay.
Yeah, you did that, and after that, what can you see? Please read out for me. What can you see? Please read out for me. Did you see accept option came up once again?
Yeah.
Under the bottom? Yeah, click on that accept option. Click on that accept option.
Yep.
Now, can you see start broadcast option? The third option,
yes.
Start. Click on that,
yep.
Start broadcast. Click on that.
Yep.
And once you click on that, don't touch anywhere. It will take some time.
Okay.
Alright, you are successfully connected with us, Kanki Chile. Alright, now I'm gonna send you one second because, and what type of, as you done it before, do it same. Like click on, yeah, click on aware of this risk and click on accept. Twice. Do you see ID over there? 889191. Yeah, do you see security? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, just do it fast, sir. I think it's your iPhone 8 or iPhone 6. That's why it's not working.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just click on that. I'm aware to this risk and click on accept.
Yep.
After
yep.
that, click on accept again, and after that, you give a click on start broadcast. As you do before. As you did before, you just did. Yeah, now don't touch anywhere.
Okay, I've done a little fast record.
Okay. No need to touch anywhere. Click on and start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, ho raha hai na. Sir, first you have to speak carefully, theek hai chahi. What do you need to do? You just click on have to this risk. Okay. Hello? Hello? Yeah, hi sir, how are you doing today?
It's just down back to the very beginning.
Okay, now do you see before clicking on accept, do you see a small box and it says like I am aware of the risk or like I trust this call, do you see any option like this?
No.
Okay, so you just need to tap on accept and then tap on start now, okay?
Yep.
Now what do you see right now, just tell me. What do you see?
I've done all that.
Okay. You do one thing, you have an Apple phone, right sir?
Yeah.
So you just go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen. And after that, you just need to open up your App Store once again.
Yeah.
And now you see at the top an option called a search where you can type something. So just type over there any desk once again.
Okay.
And search it, okay? And after that, what do you see, sir? Tap on open, because it is already installed. You just need to tap on open.
Yep. Yep.
And once when you tap on open.
Yep.
And that after that, you see the number. There will be a 9-digit number. Do you see that?
Yep.
Just read me out with that number.
Eight nine one nine six.
All right. Now you see over there an option is going to come up for you right now. Like I trust this call, you see, and then an option come up like accept or reject.
Yep.
So you just need to give a tick on this small box and then tap on accept. And once when you tap on accept, you just need to see another option come up like start now.
Yep.
Do you see any option come up? And after that, just wait. Okay? Have you done it, sir? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yep. Now,
what do you see?
Start now.
Yeah, and after tapping on start now, just wait. Don't do anything. Just hold on and wait. And I will tell you what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking you, sir, which iPhone you are using. It's iPhone 8?
No, iPhone 7.
Oh, iPhone 7 you are using it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you only have this phone or you have any other phone?
Yeah, that's the only phone I've got.
Oh, this is the only phone you have got. So,
yeah.
You know, right now you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the anti-fraud department. You know, I'm one of the officer from anti-fraud department. And I was just listening to the conversation between you and one of my representatives, okay? And we just found the hackers, they were using your illegal activities, okay? And they're doing all sorts of things. So what do you just need to do is, what do you see right now on your phone?
So, start button, broadcast, come up again, that's all I've got.
Okay, don't need to touch anything. So just hold on and I will tell you after that what you have to do is, okay?
Yep.
So you do one thing, sir. You just leave these things. You see the still the say the you still see the same thing, sir? Or do you see any other changes?
Yes. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. It is still asking you to tap on start now?
Yes.
Okay, tap on start now one more time. And wait. After that, let's see what it is asking you. Okay?
Okay. All right, sir.
Right. Now, after this, you do one thing, sir. Go to your home button and log in into your bank and check it out. The transaction which I'm talking about, it has been approved or not of $299. Because we just put that payment on hold for you. We did not let you go because this is just a confirmation call, like just to confirm the payment. Because the hackers, so you know, they were using your identity for illegal activities, you know, that is why.
Yep.
So you just check your transaction, check your funds, and tell me, which bank are you banking with, by the way? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Have you checked
it
out, sir?
Yeah, there's nothing.
And which bank it is, sir? It is Combank, NAB,
ANZ.
Best pack you have, right?
Yeah.
No problem. And if you don't mind me asking you, on an average for a roughly basis, how much balance you have, sir, on your best pack? Because we need to send you the transaction, then you can check it out. Because the money which we are talking about, sir, we just put that on hold. So we're going to let it go. Okay? So you just tell me the roughly, like, what is the roughly amount you
more
have?
More than $34.
Okay, no problem, sir. You just wait for half an hour and we will be sending you $300 into your account, okay? So it's been a lovely talking to you and have a good day. Thank you. Bye.